It's the Bengal Financial Literacy Show coming up next on KISU FM Radio with our host, Chris Chatwin, professor with the Idaho State University College of Business.
Welcome to this month's episode of the Bengal Financial Literacy Podcast. I'm your host, Chris Chatwin, coming to you from KISU Studios at Idaho State University. I am super excited for this show because I get to sit down with, well, I guess I can say former student because I don't anticipate any future classes from me, but I'm here with Dylan. Dylan, welcome to the show.
Hi, Chris. I'm really happy to be here.
Excellent. So, Dylan, why on earth are you here other than I roped you into it?
So I am a senior at ISU right now, majoring in accounting and finance, and I have just gotten my financial literacy certificate last year. So I'm just here to talk a little bit about that and bring some awareness.
I am so pleased to have you. You took three classes from me, all three actually in the financial literacy certificate. I've talked about the financial literacy certificate several times on the show, talked about the scholarship a little bit, and now we get to talk about both of those. Because Dylan is the inaugural recipient of the Bengal Financial Literacy Certificate, funds that came generously donated from Citizens Community Bank. So we're so pleased that we're getting to use those funds and help students with their schooling. So Dylan, A, congratulations.
Thank you.
And B, welcome.
Thank you.
So you said majoring in accounting and finance.
Yes. So I'm doing a double major. It's really easy to double major in the College of Business because a lot of the classes overlap. So I'm super interested in accounting, but I'm also interested in finance as well. So doing a little bit of both has been nice.
That's awesome. Yeah, I completely agree with you. Every potential student I talk to, and even in the College of Business, every student that comes into my classroom, I tell them, I mean, if you're here and you're studying and getting a bachelor's of business administration, take advantage of the ability to be able to double major. So, and how do you feel like the accounting and the finances fit together for you?
I think it's really great. You were actually the one who convinced me to do it my freshman year when I was taking personal finance.
At that point, what was your plan?
So it was
Did
just
I talk you out of any drastic.
No, it was just accounting at the moment, and you had told me that accounting kind of looks at the past, while finance will look at the future. So if you double major in both of them, you kind of just get the entire picture, and it was only a couple extra classes, so I figured why not, and I contacted my advisor like the next day after you told me that.
Awesome.
And it's been great. I've loved all my finance classes so far, and it really does fit really well with the accounting curriculum as well.
Yeah, I really think that they're an awesome, you know, two sides of the same coin almost that makes for a very well-rounded student, great career. You got great potential in front of you. Not just because of what you studied, but because of how intelligent you are and how hard you work. So that's all shown over the years.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, maybe let's talk about the financial literacy certificate. You mentioned personal finance.
Yeah, so that was the first class that I took for the financial literacy certificate. I know it counts as a gen ed as mm-hmm. well as towards your College of Business degree. So that was probably one of my favorite classes that I've ever taken in college.
Awesome.
Which
I don't
is
know
crazy.
Who's listening that is in charge of things, but, you know, kudos to that personal finance class and professor, whoever
right?
that is.
Because, I mean, I was only 18 when I took it. I was fresh out of high school. I didn't know anything about credit cards, your credit score, saving for retirement, what investing is at all. Like, I didn't understand any of it. And I learned a lot of valuable information that I think they just don't really teach in high school as much. At least in my high school, it was mm-hmm. a really small high school and they didn't have anything on finance. So what I knew was just what I had seen on the internet, which isn't always helpful.
Which isn't always a great source.
Yeah. But yeah, it was really great. I learned a lot of valuable ways to apply finance to my personal life, which was super helpful. And so then the next class that I took for the financial literacy certificate was corporate financial management, and that was also required for my degree anyways. But that class was great because right after, you know, looking at personal finance, it was basically corporational finance, how a corporation makes decisions based on their finances. So it kind of gave me that other perspective, you know, like how a business sees finance versus how I'm seeing finance. So that was a super great class as well.
Awesome. Yeah, that's let's talk a little bit about the personal finance, because you took that in the summer immediately after high school graduation, correct?
Yeah, it was the Bengal Bridge program.
Yeah, so we get to do an awesome plug now for Bengal Bridge.
Right.
Like, tell us about Bengal Bridge.
Oh, that was such a great program, honestly. So once you graduate high school, it's a summer semester that is discounted really well. It's super affordable. There's scholarships for it. And you just get to take, I think it was about 9 credits or so over the summer. And I took like personal finance and then like a career planning class. And I'm in the honors program as well. So it was, there was like an honors transitionary class, like transitioning to college type of class. So it was really great just to get some of those credits in a little early and just kind of get to know the college a little bit and be on campus and meet some of the professors. But I think that's why personal finance was so great, is because I just become an adult.
Yeah, kind of into your own world. Like, yeah. Okay, what do I do here?
Honestly, like if I didn't take that class, I probably wouldn't have opened up a credit card for a long time because I was terrified of them. But they can be a little scary, but nothing to be scared
but
over.
Having learned the proper things to think about, how to utilize it, how to manage it, how to not treat it like my kids seem to think it is, which is just this magic money machine.
Exactly, yeah.
My kids always like, well, don't you have your credit card? As if it's like unlimited money somewhere. So yeah, Bengal Bridge, you know, what an awesome program that is to be able to kind of introduce you to the college environment. Super glad you took personal finance. Great transition into adulthood, I guess we'll say. How to take care of those things. So awesome. Bengal Bridge, personal finance. And when you took personal finance at the time, you had zero clue that this was part of a financial literacy certificate. This was just, what, hey, I'm going to knock out one of the general education requirements.
Yeah, it was really just because it knocked out a gen ed and it was offered in the summer. So. And I did want to know more about personal finance, but I had no clue about the financial literacy certificate until, honestly, like last semester in the spring. I just wasn't aware of it at all.
Yeah, you happen to be in a place where it's like, I took the gen ed. You took the corporate financial management, which was required for your major, which is one of two options for the second course. And it was just like, oh, a third course. And it happened to be an elective that fit into your schedule.
Yeah. So. And so that last class was financial applications. And that was kind of, I think it was the best third class I could have taken because it took the personal finance topics and the corporate finance topics and just tried to kind of apply them on a case-by-case basis.
Yeah.
So it was really a good way to kind of apply just everything that I've learned about finance so far. So I loved that class as well.
Awesome. So love being able to take, hey, here's a concept from personal, here's a concept from corporate. How do I apply this in the real world type situation?
And, yeah.
And then obviously the real application is taking place in your own personal life, right?
Yeah.
And then, of course, you've applied some of these concepts in internships, have you not?
Yeah. So over the summer, I got an internship at Idaho National Laboratory up in Idaho Falls. And it was a financial planning and analysis internship. So I did some projects about like budget analysis and just kind of helped the division directors make decisions regarding the budget. Things like overhead costs and training costs. I did some analyses on those and presented my findings, which was really intimidating, but it was super fun. And yeah, that was over the summer. And then I kind of transitioned into an accounting internship. So I'm getting the other side of my coin for my majors. And both have been awesome, honestly. And everything I've learned in college has actually directly been helping me, which is great.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
It's yeah, you'd awesome. Hate to, you know, go through, you know, 3-4 years of college and then go, how do I use this in my career? This doesn't seem to apply.
Right.
So I'm glad that we in the College of Business have been training you properly for what you're going to encounter. And of course, the INL, fantastic internship opportunities. And I just think how great it is that they were able to say, okay, here's a finance internship. And because of what you've been studying, here's an accounting internship.
Yeah. Kind of. There's a lot of opportunity to grow there for sure. They do have some internships for next summer that are up right now too.
Look at that.
They
nice
have
plug.
Them in like all of business management. So basically if you're a College of Business major at all, you can apply for any of those internships and they're looking for applicants like crazy. They're trying to really like revamp their internship program. So definitely encourage anyone listening to apply because it was a great opportunity and they're paid internships. So you can't beat that.
Can't beat getting paid.
Right.
To get some real world application, to get some training, to get your foot in the door maybe. That is fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you've mentioned internships. You've mentioned scholarships. So maybe let's focus for a second on the scholarships. Let's talk about scholarships. Now, you had mentioned to me, and I think this is remarkable. This isn't going to be the case for everyone out there, but it looks like you're going to be able to get through your bachelor's degree debt-free.
Yeah, so I'm really excited about that. There were a few years where it was kind of, you know, didn't know if it was going to happen. But honestly, I have just worked hard the entire time I've been here. I keep my grades up. And I also worked full time most of the time I was in college as well to help save any mm-hmm. money that I did have to pay out of pocket. But a lot of it I owe to the scholarships that I've gotten. I apply for them every year and I always get awarded at least something usually. And so that's, yeah, it's been great. I didn't know too much about finance, obviously, before going into my degree, but I did know, like, my mom has a lot of student loans, so she kind of cautioned me against taking out any that I didn't need. Mm-hmm. So I kind of just tried to challenge myself to not have to take out any and not worry about that. So, yeah.
That's awesome. That is remarkable because it's not going to be possible for everyone, mm-hmm. you know. A lot of students... you weigh that to decision of, hey, do I work? Do I just go to school? How much do I work? How much do I go to school? And for some, the decision becomes student loans. Student loans aren't bad, but this is where I think personal finance, where we kind of teach you about the student loans and what it's going to mean and what payoff's going to look like is super helpful. I don't want to say that that helped you inspire you to avoid student loans, was learning all the ins and outs, but I think it's just you are a real go-getter. You said, hey, I'm going to work hard. You got good grades. You kept the grades up and applied. So we've had the opportunity on the show to have folks from Financial Aid where we talk about the BOSS system, so the Bengal Online Scholarship. Is that where you went or how did you go about looking for these scholarships that you've been able to obtain?
Yeah, so I know I did try to get some outside scholarships, but they're a lot harder to get when you're not going through your own college. Mm-hmm. So I'm pretty sure other than ones from my high school, my freshman year, every scholarship I've gotten was through the BOSS system. They have a general application for whatever college you're in. So the College of Business has a general application with just a couple questions that are super simple, you know, like, what do you want to do in the future? What extracurriculars do you do? What are you interested in? And like, why do you think you deserve a scholarship from the College of Business? And so it's super, super easy to fill out. And then it kind of just auto matches you to any scholarships. And I think they just look at kind of this pool of applicants and give out the scholarships that way. And so that's been super helpful to not have to write so many scholarship essays as well.
That is applying for scholarships, great. Time consuming for sure if you start applying for everything you see, which not a bad idea. I mean,
I definitely do that. So.
Yeah, you spend a whole afternoon writing a bunch of letters, working hard for some scholarships. If that turns into, hey, my semester got paid for, well worth the time, I would think.
Yeah, for sure.
Awesome. Yeah, so one of those that you were made aware of as you went through that process was the financial literacy certificate scholarship. Again, thanks to the folks at Citizens Community Bank who kind of recognized that need for financial literacy in the community, said, we want to help. You were the first ever recipient. So we got that money, have been able to now use it, and hopefully we'll use that every single semester for a new student. So when that happened, you were just kind of matched up for it. Is that correct?
Yeah, I just applied for, you know, that general College of Business application. And then they just send you an email if you ever get a scholarship saying, congrats, you have an award. Come check the system. But I was honestly really excited when I saw that it was the financial literacy scholarship, because I was really excited when I saw that I could get the certificate during that third class. You'd put it in the syllabus that if you had these classes, then you can get the certificate. So you just have to talk to your advisor. And so I was really excited to kind of get something before my degree that it's a certificate.
Sure.
It just feels kind of cool.
Yeah, so, this certificate is probably not going to, lead directly to a job, but be helpful for sure. And like you said, to be able to say, oh, before I've even graduated, I've, you know, obtained this certificate that's going to be part of this double major I have, this double degree in accounting and finance. So
yeah, so I just, I got auto matched with it, and it was great. I was really excited to write them my thank you letter afterwards. I was unaware that I was the first recipient, but that's amazing that they're kind of encouraging getting that certificate. And, you know, financial literacy is just really important, and I think it's kind of overlooked sometimes, but it's really a part of everyone's life, no matter what your major is.
Yeah, you're not going to escape the need to know some basic things, right?
Yeah.
Knowing them can help alleviate some of the stresses. I don't want to say that I don't believe anyone ever gets to a point where they have zero financial stress. Our financial stresses are always just a little bit different. Doesn't matter, right? Like the stress you feel as a college student and, you know, that struggle of how am I going to pay my bills? You know, how much do I work versus go to school? You know, I remember those. You know, but now here I am in my career, but I have financial stresses because I worry about my kids and, you know, how are we going to support them? And so financial stress always going to be there, but having tools helps prepare you and helps alleviate the pain you're going to feel with that. So I'm going to talk, let's talk briefly about the courses. So we've already mentioned the first course. This is the first course no matter what in the financial literacy certificate. And again, we've talked about it on the show, but for those who haven't heard or, you know, are unaware, that certificate is actually available to all majors across campus. You do not have to be in the College of Business. So the first course, personal finance. You took that as a freshman in the Bangle Bridge program. Personal finance is a Gen Ed course. It satisfies the information literacy requirement, Gen Ed 8, here at Idaho State University. So every student here at the university, they got to satisfy certain requirements. That's an option, personal finance. And that is the first course and the only first course possible in the certificate. Second course, you mentioned you took corporate financial management.
Mm-hmm.
So that was required for your major in the College of Business. For someone who's listening here saying, well, I'm not in the College of Business, or, hey, I'm going to look into this certificate because it sounds interesting, but, oh, man, there's all kinds of prerequisites for that course. The second course or second option for the second course in the financial literacy certificate, if you're not a business major, is a course we call Financial Concepts. That is Finance 3303 for those who are listening. Very, very similar to what you took, Dylan, but available to all majors across the campus. And then the third course, again, you mentioned financial applications. And what is it you appreciated about financial applications?
I think my favorite part about that class was, again, just applying what I've already learned. We also did two current event papers throughout the semester. And those were really great just to kind of look into the news and see what's actually going on right now regarding finance and then apply just anything we've learned to that current event. There wasn't really any limitations on the paper. Mm-hmm. It was pretty free. And so it was really fun to kind of look into it. I know I did one on the merger between Six Flags and Cedar.
Yeah,
the
I remember
amusement
that
parks.
One. Yeah.
And I had no idea about that, but it was super interesting to read into, you know, all these decisions that they had to make with that merger, because mergers happen all the time, but it's kind of crazy how complicated they are.
Yeah.
And it was super fun looking into it, honestly. So.
And you might say, like someone out there might say, well, if I'm not into finance, like what does this matter for me? Well, I mean, just your topic, right, of mergers. Well, there's been a potential blockbuster grocery store merger that's been dragging on forever between Albertsons and Kroger. And I think that kind of is pertinent to all citizens who sit there and wonder, hey, you know, what will this do for grocery store prices or food prices? If we have less competition, like that, those are the concerns that have come about. And for you to be able to sit there and say, hey, here's a story. Let me apply some of the tools I've learned to kind of critically look at this and analyze it, I think was awesome. I enjoyed that paper. That was a great paper.
Thank you. I enjoyed writing it.
So financial applications is a course you took. It was a course that was basically created to be kind of the capstone course in the financial literacy certificate because it blends personal and corporate. But it's not the only option. So we might have some people out there who say, this certificate sounds interesting, but I'm interested in other things as well. Well, in that third course, the final course in the certificate, students do have an option of taking an entrepreneurial finance course or a real estate finance course. So both great options. So someone out there might say, hey, certificate sounds great, but I'm really interested in real estate. Or, hey, I want to start my own business, so I want to know maybe how can certificate help me learn some tools and develop some things and have some knowledge. So having the personal finance, having corporate, and some intro knowledge in that, and then entrepreneurial, that might be a great course. So a lot of fantastic options, and I think a beneficial program, one we're just trying to grow, raise awareness, get more majors from outside the College of Business wherever we can, I think is great. So, Dylan, what are the future plans? I mean, you're getting ready to graduate.
Yeah, so I'm not really sure completely, but I will probably go and get my Master's of Accountancy as well and get my CPA exam certification. So I'm excited to do that. But, you know, as for what I really want to do, I kind of went into this major thinking there was only one option to be an accountant, and that was it. But, you know, there's a lot of different job opportunities out there, so I'm really excited to kind of just see, you know, I'm applying to a couple different firms, seeing what else is out there, seeing maybe where I'd want to live in the future, and just kind of, I guess, seeing where it takes me. But
yeah, I think you're on a great path where with accounting and with finance, you can do almost anything you want to do. The fact that you have the certificate, I think, is great to put on your resume and shows future employers that, hey, here's a student or, you know, here's a potential employee who has applied themselves even further in college by going a little bit above and beyond. But at the very least, I think it's going to benefit your personal life.
Yeah, I definitely think so. I've learned so much from it that I utilize all the time, and I've helped my friends understand things. One of my friends almost took out a student loan and didn't know what interest was at all. Wow. And interest is like the biggest part of the student loans that is the difficult part to deal with. And so we kind of went through like what the other options are. And I just showed her like a basic student loan payment calculator. And, you know, how is this going to affect your life once you graduate, which you might not be thinking of yet.
No,
but
yeah.
Once it comes, you're not going to be excited to have to make that payment if you could have avoided it.
That is awesome.
Yeah, it's really great just to have the knowledge and be able to share it with people that don't have the knowledge, and just kind of encouraging everyone to want to seek out being financially literate, just because it affects everyone.
It really does. And I'm like so excited to hear that here you are like pulling out the calculator and being able to say, you know, here is how that's going to affect you in the future. Here's what that loan could grow to. Here's what the payment would be. I think my students are sick of me talking about time value of money and these, you know, these basic apps and calculations we can do and actually figure out how decisions affect not just our right now, but our financial future. They might be sick of it because I always like use baseball as examples because I love baseball so much. But the fact of the matter is that just you say that story and I just get really excited because I'm like, yeah, this is exactly what it's for, is to be able to make better personal decisions because you have information in front of you. You have numbers that help you actually compute it in your mind and go, oh, that isn't good, or I could handle that, or whatever it might be.
Mm-hmm.
So that's awesome. That just made my day. That story right there made my day of how
I'm
you've
glad.
Used it. So, well, Dylan, absolutely fantastic to have you here on the show. So good to sit down and talk with you, and so excited for your future. So glad that the certificate has been beneficial to you. And again, thanks to Citizens Community for that scholarship. I hope someone out there is listening and saying, you know what, that certificate sounds interesting and opportunity for a scholarship. Obviously, if you're not a business major, seeking out that scholarship is going to be a little bit different, but do be aware there is a certificate scholarship. So if you are obtaining or working toward the certificate, that's a scholarship you want to look into. So, well, Dylan, I wish you the best of luck in all of your future endeavors. And thanks for being here with us.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
The Bengal Financial Literacy Show, hosted by ISU's Chris Chatwin, can be heard every third Monday at 7:30 p.m. on KISU-FM. Shows are produced at KISU Studios in Pocatello. Audio of this and all past episodes of Bengal Financial Literacy Show can be found at KISU.org or from Spotify and other select podcast services. Music was produced by Joseph Emmanuel under the direction of the ISU Commercial Music Program. Major funding support for KISU local programming comes from the Associated Students of Idaho State University.